All right, so here we are on my clock, 5:59, that's Pacific time, on Wednesday, May the 11th, 2016. I welcome you all. Good evening, Don, and good evening, Felipe. Thank you guys for being here. I am going to turn off the dings. I welcome all those on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. All right. All right, it's 6 o'clock, and we are waiting for our wonderful host. That's what I call him, at least, because I'm very glad that I have gotten in touch with Wynn, what he's doing. It's amazing to me, and with Terry, the channelings, the information we're receiving. I mean, I can't think of not having ran into this and being here now alive at this time and age. So I'm very grateful to be here, and I thank you all for being here. We had somebody else joining in the conference call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Good evening to you, Ron, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. And again, I want to say hi, Don. Good evening.
Hi, Alice. Hi, everybody.
All right. Good to have you, Don, and also Felipe. Thank you for being here, my brother.
Oh, I thought I had my mute button on.
All right, but I hear you now.
Okay.
And we had another person join in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Philip in Boston.
Welcome to the call. How are you doing, Philip?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
All right, thank you for being here.
Hey, Heist, do you know who John Hutchison is, of the Hutchison Effect fame?
No, I do not.
Yeah. Electronics experimenter.
Hmm.
He's on Coast to Coast recently.
Okay, I never, barely ever. I can't say never, but I barely ever listen to Coast to Coast.
I know. Can't stay up that late.
Yeah. All right, we had somebody, I believe, from Sedona call in. Is that so?
Yes.
All right, Terry.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you so much for being here. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right. Somebody else joined in after. Terry, thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
My brother Chris, how you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. How's it going, Ice?
Good.
All right.
Chris.
All right.
Hey, Terry, you listen to Coast to Coast sometimes. Did you hear John Hutchison on last Friday, I think it was?
I heard it. It was really, really good.
All right.
The part about they made that kind of some sort of electronic device they were using to clean water in the Gulf and also the Fukushima water in the U.S. Interesting. It's true, as they say.
May I say something?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, you guys... Have you looked into the iodine thing? I know we've run this by on Saturdays some time ago, but is anybody hip to the iodine? What's going on with iodine?
Hey, Felipe, come a little closer to your mic, please.
Are you guys?
Yes.
Are you guys? Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead.
Are you hip to the iodine thing? Have you heard about what's happening with iodine?
What do you mean?
There's a book. I want to recommend a book. It's called The Iodine Crisis. Systematically, they've removed iodine from our diet, and they've replaced that with bromide, or bromine, they're the same thing, which is the antidote for it, and it's a fire retardant. It's in everything. So we are very, very iodine depleted, and we need this. This book is very good. I'm going to put a if you'll wait a minute, I'll find the author, and I'll come back
on. All right. Or a website. Is it on a certain website?
Google it.
Iodine, right?
I take iodine.
Yes, I know
iodine.
I take kelp or dulse powder sometimes.
Yeah, you can take seaweed.
We need to be careful with the seaweed and the kelp for the very reason of Fukushima. Is it from the Pacific? Where is it from? You know,
right, good point. Mine's supposed to be from the Atlantic, somewhere clean, supposedly.
Yeah, you can get it from Maine.
Oh, Is it from the ocean bottom or not?
It was a top, actually. Grows on.
Okay. And it's not that very black stuff. It looks kind of stinky.
No, it should be. It smells like the ocean.
Okay. The book is The Iodine Crisis by Lynn Farrow, L-Y-N-N-E, Lynn. It's a woman's name, Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Farrow, F-A-R-R-O-W. And she cites in the very beginning Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who is the, she's the goddess of the immunization crisis that we're dealing with. And so once I saw her name in there, I was like, oh, okay, I'm on this. And it's very.
She lives here in Cleveland. I've heard some of the stuff about iodine. Yeah, I know some of that about the bromine in the bread. They used to put iodine in there, took it out, and put bromide. Heard some.
Right. Exactly. Uh-huh. You're on it. You know what I'm talking about now. And it's you know, all of our pharmacies and all of our doctors prescribe iodine. And the AMA squashed it. So take a look at it. There's it's part of Big Pharma and all of that that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat the title. What's the title of it?
Okay, listen. The Iodine Crisis.
It's on Amazon.
And the author's name is Lynn
Farrow. F as in Frank, A R R O W. And
I guess breast
cancer, if you know anybody with breast cancer, they really should take a look at this. One might want to investigate any kind of cancer, take a look at iodine.
What form do you take?
I have a question.
You know, Lugol's is the go-to.
Yeah,
Lugol's solution is the go-to.
Do you take it internally, or how do you submit those per email?
I'm going to have to give you a link to my website, and we'll have to do this later because I'm derailing the call here.
Wayne's not here yet.
I'm going to mute myself here.
All right, thank you all for being here. You know, I haven't seen a helicopter. Yes, actually, I do. And I believe the pilot is here in the building. Vin, are you present?
I'm here.
Take your helmet off.
I went off.
Go play with helmet.
I was waiting for Moshe to give me some space.
Can't hear you very well.
Did I hear you looking for toilet paper?
Oh, no. I don't know.
We don't want to hear you.
A rose is a rose is a rose.
Hey, Wayne. All right, let's put the lines here for a moment.
All callers are unmuted.
Other one.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Wayne, speak up, please.
Am I here? Can you hear me?
You are here. You sound kind of in the background.
I'm not on my desk phone.
You sound like you're far back in the store right now. I'm at the register.
Hang on. I hate to do this. I'm so unprofessional. And I used to think Terry was bad.
All right. Terry, can you hear me? Terry Brown, I think you're muted on your own side.
Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
Can you hear me well? But you're also, Wynn is in the background for you, right?
Yes.
Yes, all right. So there is still hope. All right, so I welcome all those on BBS Radio. Thank you so much for being here. We are trying to get this diesel engine going. And however, glad you're participating with this. All those folks that are listening in on the phone line on this conference call, this is, as usual, a simulcast. And Terry, thank you for being here. Wynn, thank you for what you're doing. I thank everyone who's being part of this. And it's a blessing to have a group like this. All right. Wynn, I don't know if you're speaking currently, but I cannot hear you.
Yeah,
Yes, Don.
Once there's something interesting on the topic of iodine, something somebody's saying that the ancient Egyptians believed the human body was made of only four elements, one of which was definitely iodine. I think the others were, I think it was like iodine, soda, salt, and water, I think. One of the four was definitely iodine.
And that information came from where? It was back then,
supposedly it was attributed to what the ancient Egyptians thought the human body was made of.
Okay.
Just four elements. I don't remember where I read that or heard it.
Iodine, water.
Salt, and soda. Whatever soda is, I believe. Like maybe like baking soda, I don't know.
Well, Teddy, say something. I need to quick answer another call over here. Right back.
Okay. I know that iodine is very important, and now they're putting bromide into bread. And so bromide displaces the iodine in the system. So it's very important that you get iodine because it protects the thyroid. And another thing that happens is if you get in contact with radioactive iodine and you have enough supply of iodine in your thyroid, then it won't pick it up. But if you're deficient in iodine and you come in contact with radioactive iodine, your thyroid will just go for it. So it is an important factor.
All right.
There's other things too.
Am I muted or no?
I hear you, Felipe.
No, we hear you.
Hi, Terry. Hi, everybody. It's Felipe or Moshe. I go by both. Whatever you prefer. Hey, Harry, I don't know if you were on the call, but did you hear about the Iodine Crisis, the book by Lynn Farrow? Did you ever read that one or look into it?
No, I didn't. It's just I studied iodine a little bit before and realized that they're putting bromide in the bread. So people are getting bromide and it's displacing the iodine. It's taking the place of it.
Not only that, but it's been, yes, and it's been a kind of a systematic thing that it was intentional. And bromide is also, bromide or bromine are the same. It's also in fire retardant, so we have it surrounding us. It's in our pillows, our blankets, our carpeting. It's everywhere. So we have no iodine to protect us anymore. You must use iodine. If you're not going to supplement with anything else, look into your iodine and your magnesium levels as well. This is what I'm learning. I've been studying minerals now, really getting into this. And just a suggestion, one might want to look into those things, especially those of us that live on the Pacific. I'm, facing Fukushima every day. And so I, kind of looking into this.
Yeah.
On the plus side, we're probably non-flammable now.
Well, I don't know. One of the things that's going on is they're dropping aluminum and the barium.
Strontium.
And what it is some of the ingredients of thermite, which is explosive, and the trees are absorbing it. So when there's a forest fire, it burns much, much hotter, and it's harder to put out.
Oh, wow. That makes sense, It makes sense. And look at the forest fires that are raging now, how they're like, it's not just earth changes. This is, I never even thought of that. Amazing.
Yeah, there was a study done by some people in Shasta, like doctors and professional people did a study. One guy had a sample of what they're dropping. It looked almost like white cobwebs. And they did studies and lab tests and everything on what they're dropping, and they discovered that thermite factor.
There's a couple of good DVDs on chemtrails that you can probably see on YouTube called What in the World Are They Spraying and Why in the World Are They Spraying?
Very important.
Yeah, I saw those. Those I saw too.
He's going to do Who in the World That He's Spraying. I don't know Who in the World Is Doing the Spraying or something like that, but I don't know if he's done that one yet.
You know, can I repeat one thing? It's Lugol's solution that you want to look into, and that's the thyroid. That's the supplement. I mean, not thyroid. That's the iodine supplement.
Yeah, the good form.
Yeah, L as in Larry, U, G as in girl, O, L as in Larry, S as in Sam, Lugol's solution.
Right.
Yeah.
And on another level, I wanna say to everyone though that you know that it's so good to be aware of all of this. Just don't stay away from the fear factor. See what you can do to protect yourself, you know, and digest it. Just stay away from fear. You know what I mean?
Yes, we don't freak out. We just knowledge is a good thing, but it can be a dangerous weapon as well. So just you know. Right, that's a good, very good thing to say. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Terry, do you know if does ozone have any effect on that kind of pollution in your body? Can that help you? Do you know?
Well, all I know about the ozone water that we've sold probably over 100 to 200 ozone machines, and a girl came last week. To Sedona to visit us, and she was showing me her knuckles, and they were pretty large and affecting her mobility of her fingers, and she said it had gone down by a huge amount from drinking the ozone water. Other people have mentioned that their knees don't hurt as much. It's very good for the joints. There was one success story with a fellow who had prostate cancer, and he was doing insufflations where it's a way of inserting it into the rectum using a insufflation bag and then gently squeezing it into the rectum. And the medical test showed that his cancer went down by 80%. That was by medical test, by a medical doctor showed that. So getting more oxygen, even though it's ozone, into the water and drinking it is having a really good effect with a lot of people.
I read many years ago somewhere that this guy was saying that oxygen on the cellular level is the key to health.
Yes.
Yes. Cancer cannot live in the presence of oxygen. It's anaerobic.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
A lot of things are.
You know, I'm doing this hair tissue mineral analysis. If anybody's interested in that, I can get information to you on it. And really looking into minerals these days and how to supplement ourselves with that. And I'm curious, since you mentioned the ozone machine, I've been using it now for quite a while. I got one of the earliest ones, I think. I'm not sure, but I think so. And I'm wondering what its effect is going to be on my iodine, because I mix a little iodine in there as well, and I'm just wanting to see. So when I do my own hair tissue analysis, maybe something will come up.
I wouldn't mix it in. Okay.
Okay. Keep them separate.
You know, the reason is the ozone has a tendency to break things down.
Okay.
I mean, it breaks everything down, so it will probably break the iodine down. By the time it gets into your system, it won't be effective anymore. You know?
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I just try and, you know, consolidate things, you know, with all my concoction. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. I think that's a very good suggestion. Thank you.
The one pill solution.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
But I agree with what Terry was saying with this ozone boy with the joints. It's magic. It helped me a lot. Anyway, I'm going to mute myself here.
Do I sound okay now?
Good.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, this is with no headset, so here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
This is May 11th, 2016, Lynn and Terry in Arizona, Felipe in Long Beach, in Megalia, DBS in Paradise.
I love that name.
Right. DBS in Paradise.
Paradise.
Chris in Tennessee. I see Chris is on there. Let's see who else is in there. And we missed a week of questions last week because we did our tribute call to Terry Friedman. And bless his soul, you know, now that Terry is gone, we love him. But there's stories that I can tell that I probably wouldn't have told while he was alive. So we'll get up to some of those stories sooner or later. Maybe we'll be able to get his caregiver on the line sometime. Adele, who kind of took care of him for 5 or 6 years, very selflessly. She was being paid for a while, and eventually ran out of money, and she just kept going. She never let him go. She was at his beck and call day and night. So, in any case, I'm glad you guys are all talking about iodine, and a lot of people say that iodine is a good thing to get and have on hand for radiation, potassium iodate, because supposedly your thyroid will absorb radiation, and it's the weakest point in your body with regards to radiation, and that potassium iodate, you can look it up, if you take it, I think the protocol is to take it just before the bomb, okay, just before the bomb, because it fills your thyroid with iodine, which protects it, okay? Okay. Okay, here we go. Terry, shall I call in the light now?
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each one here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us and recreate a protected space that only the positive has access to. anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Patty, you move it.
We don't hear you, Terry.
We... All right, let me start again. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is our profound joy when we are able to connect with people in the third density who are aware and are knowledgeable and are looking for answers and are looking for their lost brothers and sisters that have missed them, and we are one. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. We have a question from... Bonnie Sue Penners in Corona. What is the most important thing, lesson, distortion, relationship for me to focus on next? I understand that I am responsible for making a choice for myself, but a point in the general direction would be great. I love you all, and I'm honored to be part of our work. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the most things, important things for you and for others is to be aware and to love yourself and check and see if there are areas within your own life where you are not strong, where in comparison of you with other people, you can choose people in certain professions, other people who are friends. Notice where their strengths are and notice if there are areas where you go soft in, are not able to express your own power in that area. That is another sign that there is an area to be worked on. If there is an area that is hard to look at, hard to confront, then this is an area which can be bigger than one even might think, and you can then learn what it is, how other people are expressing power in areas for the highest good that you have difficulty in that area.
Thank you. Was that the end?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. From Bob in Chico, okay? And Bob is saying that he has witnessed in his own life atrocities in the past 2 years. Somebody trying to burn up his house, his travel trailer stolen, backhoe stolen, and 10 days ago, my bank account hit by thieves. I thought the negative energy was being forced out of our reality as the golden age is being ushered in, starting over 80 years ago. is not the dark negative being removed by the light? You know, Bob, I'll let them answer that, but I'll answer that too. I do believe that a lot of that stuff that we heard for many years is part of a negative programming. Because from my learning about this, and I know there's a lot of people running around saying there's no more negativity, there's no more this, there's no more that, everything is free and clear, and quite frankly, I don't believe them. Well, see, I actually hope they're right, but I don't believe it. I don't see evidence of it. I see everyday chemtrails in the sky. I see everyday GMOs. I read all the atrocities going on in our government and with politicians and around the world. And while this dark energy is leaving, it's not showing up yet in visible 3D to me, okay? I mean, there are a lot of people doing beautiful things, and a lot of beautiful things happening, and but it's happening side by side with the dark energy. It's, I don't see indication that the dark is gone. Okay, and so let's let our sources make their comment on it. Elohim is it not a cyclic thing like the black and white teardrops of yin and yang? Are we not in the golden age of peace and harmony? The chaos around the globe seems to say otherwise. Thank you for your input. Peace and love to all on this call. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bob Travers, Chico. Turn it over to our sources. Bob, thank you for coming up with that question. It's a really good question.
Thank you. When you look in the zone wherein you live, there is a streak of negative energy within the area. It is moving. It is prevalent on one particular street, and it spreads out to other areas, and people move out from that area where they generally operate and into the surrounding areas, and then go back to their gang activities. But they take their gang activity with them. So if one would make a generalization that the light, that the love is taking effect, it would be true in a general way. But there are pockets of negativity that are very hard, subverted under the covers, operating clandestinely, that one can get in the way of. And we take a moment and suggest a symbolic candle of burning of positive energy that radiates out in the area. We also take into account protection, and we also comment that when one has been attacked, as you have been in some areas, then you have a memory of that, and when the memory comes in, it creates a vortex, and the vortex then places you at the center of energy that, when you're thinking those thoughts or remembering that it comes in. Pay particular attention to the vortex that you operating from your third eye, operating from your chest, the vortexes that are automatically go out. For instance, when someone has a fear of something and they put that in the attention, it isn't random that a vortex of energy extends out, moves out, and then that vortex can pull in the thing that they are matching in resonance with. And in the area where you live, particularly there is a street where the negativity foments and the energy is sometimes cone out into the neighborhood. And if one gets in the way of their coning out, one can be attacked too. So it isn't something in general that the love light is everywhere. There are pockets of negativity.
Thank you.
Maybe Fred Brooks would be able to help out over here.
Yes.
Is Fred on the line?
No, he's not.
Yeah. Bob may have worked with Fred. I can't remember. You know, a follow-up question here, and I'll try to make this question general so that it fits everyone. There are times when people look like they have a curse on them, or everything is going in the wrong direction, or everything is falling apart, and it looks personal. And I would guess, on some level, the person is pulling that in, and if someone finds that to be the case in their life, what should they do?
They should put a picture, a cone going away from them, which forbids that energy to come toward them. It just pushes it away. And it works with spiders, birds. If one can get good at it, they can ward off the things that they do not wish to experience. And it's a mechanical thing where the energies are pushed, are just not allowed in. And like a protection, but it is not allowing a vortex to come into your space, carrying the negativity, carrying, bringing in, say, the spider population. It is telling them, setting up an energy pattern, telling them that it is not allowed here.
Now, when you're creating that, should it be a clockwise spinning vortex?
It would be like a cone. One would picture a cone, and
a
the energy cone, like an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
The energy moving from them out, radiating out in a cone shape. There are different kinds of cones one can make. They can pinpoint. They can have a reverse cone where they pinpoint a target. Like, for instance, the changing of a light. They can send a point out to the light, picturing green when it is optimal. Not to overtake everything, but to when it is optimum to change that light. It is a very powerful tool one can use. It. One, whether they know it or not, are using this tool, and they bring things in on them. They sit in the middle of a vortex, pulling in the energy from around them to themselves. That would be a broader area moving in, the broader area of the ice cream cone moving into the point, moving into the person. And bringing in that energy that they're afraid of because they're resonating with that fear. And they are putting out their attention on that thing that they are afraid of. And by doing it, they're making a pathway of resonance for that thing, the energy of that thing, to move into their own aura.
Thank you. Next question. This is from, actually, Elizabeth, you, I'm sorry to say this, you addressed the question to Terry Friedman, and you were really honored to have the chance to ask the question. Terry passed last week, so you're going to have to ask it on the inner levels. Unless he starts coming through Jerry Brown. And I'm sorry to share that with you. Okay. Next question is from, let me see here, Don Herman. I recently read that light is incandescent at certain rates of vibration, but at other frequencies, light can be opaque and hard as steel. Could our sources comment more about what light actually is? Don Herman. And of course, you know, light has to be, just like sound is an interaction between waves moving in the air against your eardrum, which then moves with the waves, and that your brain is connected to your eardrum and interprets the movement of the eardrum as sound, okay? Well, light has got to be something like the movement of waves at a much higher frequency against your eyes, and that your eyes somehow convert the waves into what we call images in our brain. So the question is, what is light actually? Don Herman, thank you.
Thank you. Light is spirit interacting with the manifest realm. As spirit interacts, it lights up the molecules that it interacts with. isn't necessarily to do with the eyes. When one prays, they generate light that can be actually seen. The life force itself generates light, and one can see this light. Some people can see auras. Some people can see people praying and the changes in the auras, and there are cameras even that can take pictures of different colors.
I just want a clarification here. When you say that someone generates light, aren't they really picking up on the flow of energy from source, and then
they are, they are source.
They are source, right?
Yes.
They are source, so they're not picking up energy. They are the energy, right?
Yes, they can pick it up, or they can pick it up and resonate with it, or they can generate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that it for the answer to that question?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. How about frequencies of light? Does a human have the potential to generate red light, ultraviolet light, white light, whatever?
Yes. It depends upon the emotional state of a person. If they are angry, they tend to generate red light. If they are peaceful, they tend to generate blue light. If they are in a state of creation, they tend to generate green light. And green light is a combination of blue light and yellow. And yellow is intellectual. So when they are generating intellect, thoughts, in a very creative way, they can generate yellow light.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. John in Las Vegas has had this huge block about finding a job in his field. And he's asking, John, if you don't mind, let's make the big picture bigger than you're asking, okay? Like, let's not limit it to a job in your field of expertise, although you're limiting it to that, and maybe that'll be in here. But there should be the opening that maybe there's something outside of your expertise that would be presenting itself. So I'm still a job searching for a software engineering job here in Las Vegas, and would like some advice about how should I present my last 5 to 10 years of experience. Even though I have a computer science degree from Rutgers, I have not had any paid experience as a programmer in the past 10 years. I have done volunteer work for Wind for almost 2 years and other volunteer work for several people. And I have also been working on a software project for myself. Unfortunately, employers only seem interested in hiring people with paid experience for the last 5 to 10 years. Is my observation another distortion? Can you offer any special advice? John Zaborowski.
Thank you. sometimes when one is not allowed into an area where they don't have experience, they can volunteer with somebody to help somebody that, or even work for somebody who has experience, and they can be a gopher and be around it. They can take something lesser, and so that they could communicate with somebody who has the experience. They could take, get information about from that individual. If you were starting out and you wanted the job that's just yours, what would you do? Would you take courses? Would you volunteer? Would you, whatever way that you can be around people that know the things that you wish to know, and to have that as an occupation, even if you could find a job where you aren't directly in the field that you wish to be in, but you work around those people, then you could begin to pick up some contact with them, some familiarity with the area, and then even while you were making money, being something more to the side, you could volunteer to work on things with them, or even listen to them talking and get some guidelines as to how to proceed.
Thank you. Next question is, from Rebecca in Cottonwood. Hi, Rebecca. I wonder if it is karma for me to medically mishandle. I think she means to be medically mishandled, as well as not finding natural means of ridding myself of antibiotic resistant infection in my body. Should I prepare for death? Rebecca.
We would suggest that you need more information. We would suggest that it is not particularly karma. You are in an area where the medical association has not the clue as to how to proceed and to find other alternatives that can give you information that will be a way to proceed.
You know, I think given the description of what you're going through, you know, we talk about these ozone machines quite often, and oftentimes people just don't think it's going to work for them. And it may not. It may not, but it is definitely a miracle device. Ozone is a miracle substance that what it does for everybody. Like, in other words, it oxygenates the body and it gets rid of pathogens, including the kinds of things you were talking about, bacteria and viruses. And it really works. Look it up. It's like, it's an inexpensive thing that you can use for a long time. We've had so many people that have had results with it, and there's so much stuff on the internet about all the benefits of it, when you start looking at it, you'll be amazed that it's not in the public consciousness. It is in Europe, but not here. Basically, because it's not in the consciousness here, because you can't patent it. Therefore, if they put it out as something really good, people could use it, and it would heal things. So, and it's free once you have one of these ozone-producing machines. So please check that out, and check it out with me. You know, you're right near us. Do we have any final comments from our sources?
We are mindful of the things that you have brought up and how important they are to you. And we send you a blanket of love light that you can pursue your answers and come to a better conclusion. Thank you.
Thank you for being here with us. Thank all of you that have submitted questions tonight. If you haven't stored some food, do so. You may never need it, but hopefully you don't need your car insurance policy either, but you still have it. We are going through tumultuous times, and we are each in our own mode of motion through it. So prepare yourselves. Don't be afraid. Just be prepared. And I'm going to unmute everybody, and we'll say goodbye and see you on Wednesday. There you go. See you on Sunday. And thank you all for
all callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Wynn.
Thanks, Wynn, Terry. Ice.
Thank you.
Horses.
Thank you.
Chris Blair.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.